This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunter Biden's lawyers evidently want the gun charges taken away because they're politically motivated. Okay. it just gets stranger and stranger, doesn't it, folks? And I guess we have to admit that it's, above all else, it's entertaining, I guess. But certainly the Hunter Biden charges for the guns issue, they actually were trying to invoke the Second Amendment, and that was rich when they did that. So we'll see how that works out. We'll talk about that here as we go through the program this morning. But first of all, I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. Hour number two, folks, is here. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you can also subscribe to the podcast there. We've got some highlights, from the program and as we expand the podcast, but subscribe now and be first in line every time something new comes out. But we're really excited about that. As well, and we definitely want to hear from you through either the direct message or by calling us up 949-822-7959 as well. So once again, folks, it is the Wednesday edition. Welcome to everybody joining us, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada, everybody joining us in Denver, Colorado, and of course other great affiliates along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate that very much. And, of course, welcome to everybody listening on our home station, our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, our Salem Media flagship station, and also, of course, AM 930 as well in Sarasota. And, again, everybody listening along the GCN network, KyleWarrenShow.com, by the way. We have the live links for both TheAnswerTampa.com for AM 860. We also have the live links for GCN Live. And you can listen on GCN Live, just like listener Joan is listening up in rainy Seattle right now. So definitely go over there and check it out, because you can take the program with you wherever you want to go. All right. So sort of recapping for those of you just joining us this morning, the Biden administration, or at least Joe Biden, has evidently said that he now knows what the response is going to be against the Iranian-backed groups. And I guess ostensibly Iran itself, and we don't know the details, obviously. We're not going to hear those until we suddenly start hearing about what's happening with some of these retaliatory strikes. But nevertheless, there has to be some kind of response. And so at least if this has now been decided, hopefully it won't get talked out of anytime soon. But there are different options going against Iran proper, which we've talked about, also going against some of these different groups. And what they suspect is the actual group that would have launched this drone that killed three service people and injured upwards of 40 or more than 40, we understand, because that's a different number than we even had 24 hours ago, pardon me, here on the show. So this is, a very, very serious thing. And if we don't have an appropriate response, one that makes Iran understand that this is completely unacceptable, then we're just inviting more attacks. And there have been at least 166 attacks over time, over since about the latter part of October, we understand. And I heard it put very well over the weekend. There's no reason to believe that we wouldn't have 166 more attacks and ongoing from there, because the Iranian-backed groups coming, and of course backed from Tehran itself, they feel that they're onto something, and they're going to keep trying to keep the pressure up. Let's head over to the telephone line here. We got our lines lighting up already this morning here in segment number one of hour number two. Let's go ahead and head over to line number one. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Kyle, this is Todd in Tampa. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Todd in Tampa. Good morning.
Good morning, boss. Good morning. You're doing an excellent job hosting the show.
Thank you.
I know I'm a little more intense than most people, so I'll try and calm down a little bit. But let me just say to the American people, okay? And by the way, if you don't know, I was with the captain when he had three stations. I don't know how many stations Kyle's on now, but it's a lot more than three, okay? Joe Biden hates America. Do you understand that? Joe Biden hates you in Maine. Joe Biden hates you in New Hampshire. Joe Biden hates you in Pennsylvania. Joe Biden hates you in California. Joe Biden hates the American people. It's that simple. Do you remember when Donald Trump was president and the press would shout him down every time the press conference? They'd put one hand after another, and nobody in the press says anything to Joe Biden, okay? They don't say you suck. They don't say gas prices are through the roof. They don't say food prices are through the roof. They don't say you let 20 million illegals in already, Joe, and you never cared about the border, and you don't care about the American. They don't say any of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. And when I hear suburban moms gonna vote for abortion or that is the stupidest. You go ahead and vote for abortion and vote for that, and you won't have a country left, you numbnuts. Okay? Joe Biden hates your kids. And ladies, you may not love your husband anymore, but I hope you love your kids and your house, because you won't have any. Joe Biden hates America. Do you understand? Joe Biden just killed military. If you were president, you would never. No American soldier got killed under Donald Trump. No American soldier got killed.
Yeah.
We didn't have. Iran should be off the earth. Stand up for your country. What are you doing to save this country and stand with Donald Trump? And by the way, if you're running for the Senate or the House and you're not MAGA, we're not giving you a freaking dollar. Stand up for the country. God bless you, Kyle. Peace.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Todd in Tampa. That's right. A voice from the past there, but glad to hear from Todd this morning. And yes, Todd can be a little passionate about things, but you know that's what's happening in this whole election right now. There's got to be some passion. There's got to be some passion. And he mentioned the notion of the one issue voter. Well, the time of the one issue voter could be very detrimental to whether or not we're able to move forward in this next election cycle. So, all right, folks, you got a good dose of Todd this morning. So, and again, glad to hear back from him. Thank you, Todd. All right, folks, when we come back, we got another caller. Caller, you hold on. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break. Folks, Kyle Warren with you as the Wednesday edition continues to roll on. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Kim Downey, the owner of Chocolate Chip Ice Cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Wednesday edition is continuing. And by the way, folks, in the 5 o'clock hour, I almost said the 4 o'clock hour, but I mean the 5 o'clock hour, which is hour number four of the program. 4 equals 5. We're doing new math here on the program this morning. In the 5 o'clock hour, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Also host of the, he's host of the Sports Zone right here on AM860. We're going to talk some football and other sports. And of course, here we go. It's going to be a great Super Bowl, I think, especially for our listeners over in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is going to be really just a grand old time, I think. And then a little right before the top of the hour in hour number four, which is the 5 o'clock hour, so approximately 5:45. We'll be talking with Brandon Rimes, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, again, right here on AM860, The Answer. So we got a lot to talk about, plus Denise Simon coming up in about 30 minutes from here, and we'll talk more about what's happening at the border and more about what's happening with perhaps this target package that evidently has now been decided upon. So once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. And Lucy, listening on 930, The Answer, she wrote back in after we played some Stevie Nicks, and this is really touching, folks. It really makes my day. It really, really does. Thank you, Lucy. She says, thank you so much for some Stevie. Didn't expect that. I think most of the overnight crew here at the hospital were singing along. So that's amazing. That's really great. She says she's very grateful for them, of course, absolutely, and for the program here and giving her experience there a positive turn. She says makes a big difference. And she said she actually saw Stevie Nicks back in the late 80s, and she didn't think she slept for days afterwards. Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I know Stevie puts on some pretty good shows and so forth, but Lucy, it means the world to us to know that you're on the mend and things are appear to be going better. So definitely in our thoughts and prayers and our good wishes And once again, thank you for letting us know. And it's our pleasure to play some Stevie Nicks for you this morning. It's the least we can do. All right, well, let's head back over to the telephone lines. We had a caller waiting patiently over the break. And by the way, I just mentioned Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got none other than Dan Tanafrank in Las Vegas right now. Good morning, Dan Tanafrank.
Yes, you do have me, correct?
I do.
Okay, real quickly, the abbreviation for NFL in any, and I know you've seen the movie Casino, and Lefty Rosenthal actually did get to make an appearance in the movie. He was run off to he opened a restaurant in Florida to survive. They were going to kill him. And when I say they, you know, anyone of my family.
Shall remain nameless, exactly, yes.
Yes, and Lefty put in not the normal newspaper, but in the Gaming Times, he said, If every state pulls its head out of its posterior, Vegas will go back to being the bowling alley that it really is. And that's obviously not going to happen. The five families had a different vision, and their vision has come to fruition. And getting to the point, Kyle, NFL, the abbreviation, stands for no effing loot, and NBA stands for no bank account. Anyway, that's not why I pick up the, I'm a little more, passionate as your previous caller. I'm every bit as much passion. I didn't know I still had it in me, by the way. I didn't know I would care at this juncture of being, 61, but I do.
I've
got nephews and nieces, and I look, and my shrink has just a gorgeous, drop-dead beauty of a baby that's 2 years old, and he's just tromping all over the place, fearless, and I see the hope now. I get it, and anyway, I called to say that the Lone Star State, they have a different contract with the Constitution in America. That's why they're the Lone Star State. And God bless the other 25 and hopefully all the other states. Well, they won't. New York, California certainly won't send their,
not in a million years.
Your listeners are listening to an old soldier, and I stand with Texas, and I'm going to be there. My blood bleeds red, Kyle, and I stand with Texas. God bless them. This is a week ago we were in a constitutional crisis that didn't wake America up, but. As Yamamoto said, I believe we have awoken a sleeping giant. And Biden's a sock puppet for Obama, the Clintons, and the Bushes. And that's why they hate Trump. Let your listeners know this. A rich man can't be bought. He can only be silenced. And that's why they hate this New Yorker. And New York hates its own. Its own. And who knew? Jerry Seinfeld had to get the hell out of New York. He let people that wake up. Kyle, keep doing what you're doing. My blood is red for the red, white, and blue and the Constitution of the United States, Kyle. Take care, baby.
You too. Dan Tanafrank, thank you so much for the call, and I appreciate that. Yeah, well, I appreciate his passion very, very much. And we're at a crossroads. There's no doubt about that. We're at a crossroads here, everybody, about what's coming next.
and how do we navigate this? But there's and something I wanted to add to what Dan Tanenfrank was saying. He talked about standing with Texas and the other governors. He mentioned the other 25 governors and states, basically, and the Republicans, of course. But something we mentioned in hour number one, Rasmussen poll, 69% of likely U.S. voters support Texas erecting barriers at the border to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing. 53% of those strongly support the action. So this is what the Biden administration has to deal with. And because I think even constitutionally, as this plays out, and there are never any guarantees how this is going to play out legally, but I think certainly from a common sense perspective, in the spirit of what our nation is about, in the spirit of what the Constitution is about, if the federal government, by virtue of the Biden administration, abdicates its role, Texas is under no obligation to allow itself to be overrun, in using that term, by people coming across the border at a breakneck pace. It was never the intention, I think, of the founding fathers, the framers of the Constitution, to allow states to have that done to them, but simply by virtue of the federal government or the administration simply saying, well, that's it, we just let it be. And because why? Because, and everybody can see this. It serves their political purpose. It serves their political agenda. They are happy as clams that the destabilizing nature of unfettered illegal immigration continues. And I'll tell you this, too. I mean, if you start talking to people in the different communities, for example, of the Hispanic community, they are not going to be monolithic, at least in my experience, saying, oh, yes, we just need unfettered illegal immigration, because so many of the people that I've met in my travels, you know, that have come to this country from somewhere else, from somewhere in Central or South America or Mexico, at least in this particular context, they came here legally, and they're not too jazzed about people coming illegally and then obtaining much of the same benefits and much of the same kinds of things that they've had to work hard for and do it legally above board. So there's not a big consensus that, oh, yeah, illegal immigration is just the greatest thing ever. No, it's the greatest thing ever for the Democrat political elite. And that much is obvious. So they're going to probably be shaking their heads and saying, how could 69% of likely U.S. voters support Texas? They may just say to themselves, well, we got our work cut out for us. Now we really got to vilify Texas. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour. Just around the corner. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
USA News Update. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby lost it on a reporter at the White House. The reporter kept pushing him on whether or not President Joe Biden was looking at his own poll numbers when he weighed his decision on what to do as far as engaging our military in operations regarding Gaza. India's Navy was able to rescue an Iranian fishing vessel that was hijacked by Somali pirates. That rescue mission was the third this week in the same international waters. It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. A former IRS contractor who disclosed tax records, including those of Donald Trump, is now facing prison time. Charles Littlejohn has been sentenced to 5 years. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get ready. Here they come. The new snowplow names are out.
Travelers in northwestern Minnesota can shake off their trepidation about hitting the winter roads knowing Taylor Drift is clearing a path ahead of them. The snowplow name for Taylor Swift was the runaway winner of Minnesota's fourth annual Name a Snowplow contest. Eight new names were announced Tuesday. The second place finisher was Clark W. Bliswold. Third was Dolly Plowton.
So we understand that
Waikahinte is a Dakota word for snowplow and came in fourth place.
EV
Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street Tuesday, Dow Industrial gaining 133 points, closing the day at 38,467. S&P 500 was off three for the day at 49.24. NASDAQ fell 118 points, 15,509. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Going on for a while, trying to lobby Congress to make sure that AM radio stays in new cars. And even Salem's own Hugh Hewitt has been, you know, helping to lead the charge on this. It's really so very important. You know, so many people get their emergency news from AM radio, you know, in times of disaster, times of hurricanes, times of other kinds of, you know, big storms, these kinds of things. All across the country, stations like AM 860, The Answer, stations like 930, stations like all of our, you know, radio affiliates. And we have the ability, because as we're live, by the way, and Kyle Warren with you, welcome back to the program, everybody, Kyle Warren with you. We have the ability, especially on this program, because we're live throughout the night, to be able to bring you breaking news or anything to do with a possible disaster, anything that might happen. We're already there, and we're already starting to talk about it and broadcast it and give information. And that's one of the great parts of this job as well. So I'm glad to know that it looks like Ford is getting ready to, or is going to at least provide this. but we're kind of still got a ways to go on this. So definitely, you know, you can let your representatives know that you definitely want to include AM radio moving forward. It's not something that should be dropped off at all. It definitely needs to be included. And so we'll keep you informed as we keep going, folks. But, you know, it really, AM radio is really so very important. And, all right, so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine. And one of the things, though, too, of course, you know, we've been talking about the border. We've been talking about Iran. We also now know, at least in terms of the economy. And by the way, I think I've got this right here. I just switched to something else. Just as I was talking. But I'm going to switch back to what I was just looking at here. And that is, it looks like a great majority of people believe that the economy is getting worse. This by a Newsmax Gallup poll. 63% of Americans say the economy is getting worse. 30% say it's improving, 4% saying it's staying about the same. Last month, 68% of Americans thought the economy was worsening. Data from a nationally representative January 2 to 16th web survey using Gallup's probability-based panel shows 63% of U.S. adults say recent price increases have caused financial hardship for their family. This includes 17% who say it's a severe hardship affecting their ability to maintain their standard of living, and 46% who report it as a moderate hardship but does not jeopardize their standard of living. Another 37% of Americans say inflation is no hardship at all. Well, I'd like to meet this 37% of Americans who say inflation is no hardship at all, because ultimately it is. Ultimately, it is. I don't know anybody who would say, well, inflation doesn't bother me. I mean, you'd have to be, you'd have to have sort of no thought whatsoever about walking into the grocery store and just buying everything that you can think of and not even worrying about going up to the checkout counter, basically. So I kind of question that a little bit, because most people have some running total in their mind, you know, about what they're doing and what they're going to buy and what they need and what their weekly needs at the grocery store are. And certainly if you have teenagers, if you have teenagers, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know that you could go to the store tomorrow and buy everything in sight, and by the next day it will be as if a swarm of locusts have come through your refrigerator and your pantry. And then you will hear these words: there's nothing to eat. that's exactly what it's like. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little tiny bit, but not much, right? And or you hear these words: there's nothing to eat. And so, as a parent, you point out, well, look at all the food that is here in this house. They say, well, that's not what I want. But it's a lot of love. There's no doubt about that. A lot of love goes into teenagers. But I've always been so proud of my kids, and of course my two oldest kids. They're in college, actually. So they're having to kind of fend for themselves for what they're going to eat that day. But when they come home, it's great, and I don't mind, and we'll buy everything at the grocery store as long as they're home. That's cool. All right. So, once again, this economy issue is not going to go away anytime soon, right? It's not going to go away. And I don't know that it's magically going to go away if the Fed just starts cutting rates. Because I have this sneaking feeling, and again, this is just my own sneaking feeling, in that when we get a little bit more into this year, the Fed may say, well, inflation's still kind of sticky, and we're probably not going to cut rates right now. And because right now you could ask one person, are they going to cut rates? And they'll say, absolutely, they have to cut rates. And then you ask another economist, and they'll say, well, there's really no way they're going to cut rates. We don't really expect that yet. And you kind of don't know who to believe or what to know, because it can be so different. But we just have to get to that point, and they'll look at the economic data and then make their decisions. But then you factor in that it's an election year, and I think it's more likely than not that we get a rate cut. Because what they're trying to do already is to try to tell you that what you see happening to you is simply not happening. That's the gaslighting for you. They want to gaslight everything about what's happening in the economy so that you think that, well, I'm just mistaken. You know, I really don't understand. I mean, things are so expensive, but, you know, the media people are telling me it's all good. Well, it's not all good over at UPS. This from Bloomberg. The UPS CEO is kicking off a productivity drive by cutting 12,000 managers. So that's their productivity drive. On Tuesday, after reporting disappointing earnings, UPS announced it would save more than $1 billion by cutting 12,000 of its 85,000 management jobs. The company will also demand that workers be in the office 5 days a week, and it will study selling its trucking brokerage business, which has slumped amid a freight recession. We are going to fit our organization to our strategy and align our resources against what's wildly important, said Carol Tomei from the United Parcel Service, and talked about this on their earnings call. She said that even after shipping volumes grow, the jobs will not come back, as it's a change in the way we work. Tomei and other UPS executives on the analyst call hinted at more changes to come, repeating multiple times that they would offer additional details at its March 26th Investor Day. So we've got a while now for all this to sort of percolate, I suppose, into the stock price and into the general expectations and so forth. UPS shares fell 8.2% on Tuesday in New York, the biggest drop since last April. The jobs cuts, likely the largest in UPS's 116-year history, were made possible by new technologies, including artificial intelligence. In fact, I was going to mention that. You know, in terms of logistical analysis or even routing of questions or things like that, or allocating resources, they may be looking to stuff like that. I'm just speculating on that. But that's kind of where I would start with it. But, you know, it's not just going to be UPS. Artificial intelligence is going to have a major impact on so many different jobs, especially, I think, administrative jobs. That is going to mean that a lot of people may find themselves out of work, being laid off. We just have to wait and see. But artificial intelligence also has to be work at a level to be able to interact with the public and so forth. Is it there yet? Well, I just don't know. There have been a few little incidents with that, right? Trying to conduct customer service. One artificial intelligence system said something about this company is terrible and it's got a really bad track record. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We've got another Stevie Nicks song on the other side of the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And the future is bright. I think it's bright for our country. I really do. I know we talk about a lot of things necessarily because this is what's happening around us, and it can be a little off-putting if you take a look at the news every day and so forth. But you know, we have a great sense of optimism. I appreciate what Dan Tanafrank, listening in Las Vegas, was talking about, that he has this hope, almost like it's a renewed hope now. And I'm really buoyed to hear that, and I think we all should be, because I do have a great deal of optimism for our country. We got a groundswell of people out there who are in many ways, maybe they didn't vote a Republican in the last go round. Maybe they voted for Biden. Maybe they, had their own different opinions about Trump or whatever. But they now are watching. They've got two different track records to look at objectively, right? And I think they're going to make a different choice.
A different choice altogether. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Let's head right over to our next song here because we'll take a look at the weather here in just a moment. And but first, we're going to listen to another great Stevie Nicks song. This is also from the Wild Heart album. And it's got a really cool kind of synth chord progression going on here. And let's listen in. Stevie Nicks with Stand Back. For Stevie back in the early 80s, again off the album The Wild Heart. And again, that goes out special this morning to Lucy, listening on AM 930, and of course, who is recovering and doing better, we hope, and we understand, in the hospital right now. And so, well, once again, Lucy, we're with you, and we hope that you are getting better and getting better very, very soon indeed. So, again, a little Stevie Nicks this morning. That brings back a lot of memories, too. As I mentioned in hour number one, I had this cassette in my car, and I think I wore out the cassette of The Wild Heart. But at any rate, folks, let's take a look here real quick at some of the things going on with the weather. We continue to see that wall of rain all through the Pacific Northwest right now, and it is drenching pretty much the entire western half of Washington this morning, down through pretty much the western half of Oregon. A little bit of respite as you head towards southern Oregon. It breaks up a little bit, but Portland, Seattle right now, they're getting drenched. Medford, southern Oregon there, Redding, California, along Interstate 5, you've got rain, and rain all along the west coast of California, the northern part of California, down to almost the Bay Area at this point. But all that's going to change as we've got an atmospheric river coming in as we head into the weekend time. So we have that happening. And then also, just like last hour, we continue to see some rain covering most of North Carolina right now, and most of the eastern part of South Carolina there along the coast. And then rounding it all out in terms of precipitation right now, I-25 in a place called Truth or Consequences in New Mexico, This is south of Socorro and north of Las Cruces. You've got rain coming across the Interstate 25 right there, I believe. So be careful out there, everybody. We want you to get there in one piece. And we're glad that you're listening this morning. And, of course, another thing that we're really glad about, super glad about, we are jazzed about, I would even say, again, maybe an 80s expression, thinking about listening to Stevie Nicks way back then. We got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, as we climb towards the top of the hour here, we understand that President Biden has evidently made a decision on retaliatory responses. We don't have any details, but what's your crystal ball tell you?
Well, first of all, it shouldn't even be part of the public discussion.
Right. I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Don't think that the enemy combatants, wherever they are and whoever they are, haven't already left.
Oh, yeah, they got out of Dodge.
Of course. So, therein lies the first problem, because we telegraph too much. The other piece is that this is going to happen in, you know, waves. They've already said it's not going to be a one-off. Okay. So, that means that we have a multi- listed target package.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. I guess. But, you know, I would also say, what about the other things that we could be doing that doesn't require ordnance and, you know, jet fighters and or fighter jets and all that? You know, why are we not using seizing bank accounts?
Right.
I'm
just
going
to say, what about this other, the $6 billion? Can that be stopped, clawed back? You know, what can happen with that kind of thing? Because they gave them this on a silver platter before.
Precisely. So, you know, this administration, there's a stupidness about this administration. I mean, just stupid. We telegraph everything that we're about to do, whenever we do it, a time and place of our choosing. And so what's that telling our enemy, you know? Oh, we got time, everybody, so get out, and we're going to go huddle up over here, and we're going to go huddle up over there, and so forth and so on.
Right, but they think it sounds tough. The administration thinks we're saying the things that make us sound tough. But they're not tough. Tough is different than just what you say. It's what you do and how you carry yourself.
Yeah, we're going to apply sanctions. We're going to hold them accountable. Nobody's been held accountable yet. And we do this. We have this sanctions architecture that we put on things. But then that sounds great. It makes the media shut up. But we don't enforce the sanctions.
Indeed.
We lift them, or the wording is pretty sketchy. So
I know. Well, I like the 50 Cent political science word you used. That was stupid. I think you're on the money with that one. All right, Denise Simon, stay right there. We are coming up to the top of the hour, folks. You'll hear your top of the hour news. Then we are coming back. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, Wednesday edition.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.